obviously interrupted by rain now, which is probably sort of we didn't see a forecast, but it's here. I thought we gave it a full crack again. You know, all I said to the guys going out is let's make sure we maintain our standards. It's not that easy when you've got a day in the field, but the guys have done that. You know, we've committed. We've unfortunately dropped another chance or two, which is very, very frustrating, but it's not through lack of effort or anything like that. It's just, it happens. It's been one of those niggly, frustrating games. Duckett's played well, obviously. He's played really well. It was nice to see Gartz get a few wickets as well, because he ran in and he crossed the line really well in this game, on debut really in a championship game. So, no, it was nice to see him run in and hit the wicket like he did.
Let's talk about George Galton, because making a championship debut, it's quite something when you're just 18 years of age.
Very much so. You know, it's a kid that he's very confident. He backs himself. He's obviously had a frustrating under-19 campaign in the World Cup. He didn't play that much. He played the back end of it. And he's a kid that is certainly going to be the future for Sussex. And I think it's important that we try and get as much experience into him, because I believe that young players need to play to obviously gain that experience. So that's Gart's playing. And I think he's done exactly what I thought he'd do. He'd run in and try and bowl quick, and he'd try and get people out.
And not easy to bowl on a wicket that's not giving you a lot of help to quicker bowlers.
Definitely. No, it's a pretty good pitch. You know, once again, I said yesterday, I'm not going to judge the pitch until we bat it on it. But it is a good pitch, and it's nice to see him continually running in and trying to get people out.
You talk about fielding. I know it's something you've worked very hard, and that must make their frustration even more so, particularly putting Duckett down this morning.
It was a blow. But it's the game. I mean, you know, you've been in the game a long time. You see it happen. It's not through lack of effort. It's not through lack of training. It's just something that happens. And unfortunately, when the momentum of the game is going in a certain direction, it does tend to happen a bit often to those teams, or more often to the teams that are sort of under the cosh, if you like. So it's life. We'll deal with it. We'll make sure that we keep training hard and catch them when they come again.
Matt Machin took that awful blow to the head yesterday. I saw you wandering over from the nets area. Did he have a sort of a light net with you today, Mark?
He did. We just had a hit and see how he felt and see if he was feeling okay, and he seems to be okay. We'll see how he pulls up in the morning as well, so we'll assess that in the morning.
2 days to go. Perhaps difficult to see a result. How do you see the game panning out, Mark?
I think, we'll have to bat well, I think. 2 days left, you still got to bat well, and I think it's a good time that we can get out there, and it's a good opportunity for players to get out there and score big runs. It's a good pitch. I think if you get through the new ball, it's a good wicket, and I think it's a good opportunity for us to really get some good batting in.
Final question, you mentioned last night about the injury to Luke, who was seeing a specialist today. Any further news on that, Mark, or indeed Chris Nashie's injury?
Nashie, really good reports. He's out of the boot he was wearing, so he's pain-free, so I think hopefully if all goes well and he can possibly play in the second team game this week, we're playing a twos game this week, he might play one of those days, and hopefully he's back for Sunday.
And Luke?
Luke, he still haven't heard the report. I've just spoken to the physio now. He's not sure. He was going to see somebody, and we'll get the report a bit later in the day.